Two are new, and one is, I guess, technically new. It's a new location for a place that I reviewed a year ago when it first opened. It wasn't a very good review. But let's talk first about Boardwalk Burgers. I don't know who came first, whether it was Boardwalk or Five Guys, but there are a lot of similarities that I saw when I went into Boardwalk. Boardwalk is on Colonial Drive near McGuire. Took over an old Denny's, redid it, and it has the same sort of a feel as Five Guys. They both, after they started their burgers, really focused on the quality of their fries. And with Boardwalk Burgers and fries, it sort of shows that they spend a little bit more time on their fries than their burgers. The burger just, the flavor just wasn't there. There are certain things you want to taste when you bite into a burger. You want to be able to taste the meat. You want to be able to taste the way it was cooked, whether it was charred or fried. There should be some good greasy kind of flavor to it. It just kind of fell flat. The fries, on the other hand, very good fries. You could tell that they were probably hand-cut, cooked just right. It's sort of odd to talk about fries in such terms, but they had great texture, and the outside had a little bit of a crispness to it. Very good fries. So I'd go to Boardwalk Burgers and Fries just for the fries.
What other burger joints did you visit?
Another place that considers burgers to be part of what it does is a place called Jimmy Hula's. Now, Jimmy Hula's is the place that opened on Aloma Avenue in Winter Park a year ago, and they just had a lot of problems. Huge, long waits, and the food just, it just wasn't what it should be. Tacos and burgers are their specialties, especially fish tacos. And when I first reviewed them, there was hardly any fish in a fish taco, so I just couldn't give it a good review. Well, they opened a second location on University Drive, close to UCF, and they really seem to have gotten things together. You still have to queue up to order your food, but they've got a system now that it goes a lot faster. The tacos had more fish in them and a lot of flavor, really just wonderful cabbage and fresh toppings. They do a real good job on that. The burger, not so much. It's a real thin patty. If I were to advise them, no one has asked me. If I were to advise them, I'd say drop the burgers, just focus on the tacos and run with what you're good at.
And where else have you been recently?
Well, as long as we've got a theme of burgers, we have a new restaurant in downtown Orlando called The Fifth. Now, I don't know what The Fifth is supposed to be, whether it's supposed to be a fifth of booze or if it's I plead the fifth. I won't incriminate myself where I was last night. But basically, you walk in and it really looks more like a bar, and an upscale bar at that, more of an ultra lounge. Very posh and trendy. The menu, however, doesn't really fit the decor.
How do you mean?
Well, it's not a place that you think they're going to feature meatloaf, but they also have a pretty good burger, and I liked it was big and thick. This one, you could taste the meat, you could taste the char, and it had arugula instead of your regular iceberg lettuce leaf. Had arugula, which gives it a nice spicy note. I love arugula.
So of the three, your favorite would be?
I'd go with The Fifth. Well, I'll plead The Fifth.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.